you guys do is you lie about and you twist the history because you have to justify evolution. You need humans to be 300,000
years. We have countless transitional fossils, including of humans. So there is no lie going on.
You have lies and frauds like the Piltdown Man, which there's other ones like that too.
I have countless real ones like Lucy.
Lucy, it looks just like a human fossil, by the way, a human skeletal structure. It looks exactly like a human skeleton.
Oh man, you're probably as dumb as you are ugly.
You're very dumb, Mr. Peterson. You couldn't answer. I know you are, but what am I? Objection.
Yeah, and when I brought up an insult, the only thing you could say was copy what I said.
300 people saw you unable to give a rebuttal and response to what I just said. You have no idea how to respond to me. You've never even heard this argument formulated because you think, without even investigating the evidence, that humans really are 300,000 years old. You believe in a fairy tale. You believe in fantasy.
You're in a flesh-eating cult, and you believe in magic, and you're trying to lecture me?
I believe in the truth. And the truth that cannot be disputed, no matter how many times you try to lie.
You're telling us that you're brainwashed. I don't care. What makes you think that... this looks like a human.
That doesn't even look real. I want to see.
So your claim is that Lucy is indistinguishable from a human. What makes you think that that's what a human looks like?
Go to the actual skeletal remains of Lucy.
Lucy is the type specimen of Australopithecus afarensis. There are many, many, many other Australopithecus afarensis specimens. For example, this one. So I don't need to look at Lucy. Wait, I can show you Lucy real quick. Lucy is not a very complete specimen.
Guys, this is the backbone.
Lucy's also like 3.5 feet tall or something like that.
This is the backbone. Guys, this is the backbone of how they try to justify evolution with incomplete fossil structures that don't actually tell us anything at all.
How is it that even
prove
though,
that's real?
How is
that
it
could be a 3D model? Prove it's real. I don't know where the hell that comes
from. Are you done crying?
No, prove it's real.
Are you done
prove
crying?
Prove it's real. I'm not crying. I'm waiting for you to prove it's real.
I don't need to prove it's real because you believe it's real because you're the one that said Lucy looks just like a human. So according to you, it is real because you were able to diagnose it as looking indistinguishable from a human. So I don't need to do anything.
When I said that Lucy is indistinguishable from a human, I was talking about the actual skeletal remains that are on display. That
they're literally not.
Yes, there is. There's like 30 bones in that picture, right? That one of the remains of Lucy. There's not that many. There's no way for you to tell that that's not a human. No way at all.
Yes, there is.
You're assuming. Then where's the skull that proves it? Show me a skull of a transitionary fossil that hasn't been debunked, like the Piltdown Man. Why are some of them actual just frauds, actual just lies? Why is it such a big problem in your community? People lying about evidence.
Here is quite a large number of human transitional skulls.
Most of these look identical to any other human.
Literally no.
The one on the right looks like a human skull.
That's because the one on the bottom right is a Homo sapiens skull. And then it shows several transitions. And for some reason they decided to add chimpanzee to it.
Yeah, these look like they could just be monkey skulls.
Now that I have done what you asked for, what do you want to cry about next?
Those look like they could just be monkey skulls. You haven't actually proven how transitionary.
So you demand evidence, and when shown evidence, you claim that the evidence is fake. Ready? That computer model that you have is fake.
This?
Yeah.
Why is it fake?
Why
is it fake?
Because you just lied. You have to come up with models that just prove what you're saying is true, because you just lie.
Okay. Well, what I'm asking for is, where is the evidence of these species in between from the monkeys to man?
I literally just showed you countless examples.
You show me...
well, they were definitely countable, but...
You show me a diagram.
I showed you a diagram that displays images of the transitional forms you were asking for. So yeah, the transitional forms exist.
Where it comes from, who made it, no one knows. You just have to assume. You just have to assume that it's true. You have to assume that the conclusion is true.
Do you like my more? Yeah, like the way you assume scripture is true. Do you like my Mortar Flagellar car?
No, it's pretty science and cringe.
It's pretty science and cringe. Okay, that was very good.
Yeah,
very good, Timmy.
It's why are you so obsessed with like these demonic science? I'm not, obviously not all science is demonic, but like the stuff that you are obsessed with, the stuff that you think debunks God. Why do you want to debunk God so much, Mr. Peterson? What do you have to hide?
0 out of 10 rage bait. So how do you deal with the fact that I have the exact evidence that you asked for?
Well, you brought up a diagram that we don't know where it comes from. We don't know who made it. We can't verify if the skulls that are being displayed are authentic because there have been proven fakes in your community, such as the Piltdown Man. So you'd have to.
So your claim is that all of the evidence is fake?
No, my claim is that they're misrepresenting it, misinterpreting what it actually is. I think that most of that is probably just.
So where did you get your where'd you get your degree in paleontology?
Appeal to credentials fallacy. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, actually it does. Do you know how to fly an airplane?
Yeah.
You know how to fly an actual like a commercial airplane?
Not a commercial, a small airplane, but not a commercial airplane.
Okay, how about like a fighter jet?
No.
Okay, so should I trust you or somebody that has training in that?
Obviously someone with training.
Okay. Oh, that's just an appeal to credentials fallacy, actually.
Well, it's also an appeal to experience. So that's not really a fallacy appeal to, because if someone has experience, you can actually trust what they're saying. But a credential, someone can get their credentials with ChatGPT now. It doesn't really mean it as much as it did back then.
How do you know that? Have you gone through the university system? Do you audit courses or anything like that?
No. I mean, what degrees do you have? I'll hear you out. What degrees do you have?
None in paleontology, which is why I don't go around claiming that I know what the paleontology data really says. I'm not a jackass like that. Do you know any jackasses like that?
You are a jackass.
Okay, I know you are, but what am I?
You're a stupid jackass. Made this your whole part-time career trying to debunk God. Like, how insufferable and miserable do you have to be, really?
I'm pretty sure you don't believe in God. Do you affirm the existence of Spanky, the one true creator of the universe?
No, I affirm the existence of the only true triune God.
Yeah, that's literally, that doesn't exist. You were tricked by Satan. The one true God told me so.
Really? So why has my God shown himself throughout history time and time again? Why has
Satan deceived people time and time again? Because Satan is evil. That's kind of what he does.
Did your God didn't create humans in a garden, and your God didn't flood the earth, so your God isn't the real God.
My God is real. Spanky did that. The God you believe in doesn't even exist. The versions of the stories you've been told aren't true. And I know this because it was specially revealed to me.
You see that that fake image of Earth you got in the background? It's fake because it's a ball, right? Earth isn't ball shaped. It's a topographic plane, but that's besides the point. The amount of water that's on Earth, it's clear evidence of a global flood. Clear evidence of my God showing himself in history.
If the flood happened, it would vaporize the surface of the earth multiple times over.
That's a cope. It's a cope.
It's not a cope. It's been calculated by young earth creationists.
Prove it.
I don't have to prove it. You can go online and look it up.
You know we have historical proof for the flood?
There's literally zero.
There is the fact that ethnicities on every continent except Antarctica have a global flood myth in their mythology and culture that parallels the Jewish one from the Hebrew Bible almost one-to-one proves that it is a real
Of them model it one-to-one at all.
Do you want an example?
And the timelines don't match up, and it's not universal among all cultures.
Okay, well, let's give you an example.
If you're like my guest and you can't read either, I do have good news. I created audiobooks of both my books available on my Shopify store. How did the kangaroos get on the ark?
Well, I don't believe that it affected kangaroos in Australia or
where did the kangaroos come from? Oh, so you don't believe in the Bible? Because the Bible says it covered the entire planet and that all of the creatures.
Yeah, the Bible also uses hyperbole. Anyway, here's the Hindu flood myth of Manu.
Buddy, I don't care whatever satanic text that was designed to trick you into doubling down on believing in the falsehood of the Bible says. All that does is prove my claim that you were deceived by Satan. Plus, the real true God, which is Spanky, communicates with me. Spanky actually foretold that this would happen because the Spanky Bible says things will happen, and this is happening. Tragically, I spilled cranberry juice on my Spanky Bible and I had to throw it away a couple weeks ago. So
you don't want me to say it because you know I'm right. You know that the flood has been vindicated by
it hasn't. True or false? Satan has the ability to deceive you in that way.
No.
How does Satan not have the ability to do that?
Because the biblical Satan doesn't actually have. The biblical Satan only has the power. I don't know.
So I didn't mean the biblical Satan. I meant the actual Satan, because what you believe in is a falsity.
I don't remember.
If you're going to do an internal critique, you have to adopt my worldview, not the false worldview, which is your worldview. The worldview that doesn't even allow for the possibility of knowledge.
Here's why. Here's why you're wrong, because the biblical Satan only has the power that God gives him.
No, the real Satan has the ability to do that. Again, everything you believe in is false, and I know this because the real true God told me.
You believe in fairy tales, bro. You believe in evolution.
That's interesting. What's your standard of truth? Because mine is God, which is the only thing that even makes having knowledge possible. What are you appealing to when you make that claim?
We're not doing Phil Bro stuff.
Yeah, what are you appealing to when you make that claim? Because I'm appealing to God.
No, you're not. You're appealing to your stupid brain.
No, I'm appealing to God, the one true creator, Spanky. Let us slay. You all right, bro?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about?
I mean, I already like debunked everything you said, and I've embarrassed you in front of 300 people.
Interesting that you would say that. So, you know the moon?
Yep.
So if the Earth were flat, then when people thousands of miles apart look at the moon, they would see different parts of the moon, right? Because one person's, they're separated by thousands of miles. So when they look at something that's above them, they're looking at different faces of it, right? This is incredibly basic. Even you could understand it. But I need an auditory confirmation.
What'd you say?
Oh, Jesus. Fucking A, dude.
Just repeat it, dude.
So when people look at the moon, they see different parts of the moon, right? Sorry, that's not really my claim. If the Earth were flat, people thousands of miles apart from each other, when they look at the moon, which is above them, they would be looking at different parts of the moon.
They do. They see different orientations of the moon.
Not different orientations. They would see completely different surfaces of the moon. There would be some overlap, but generally... Ooh, that's not what I meant to do. But generally, no, they would see completely different parts. Can two people be thousands of miles apart from each other, look up at something, and have the exact same perspective of it? Keep in mind that the answer is no.
Well, you can't even see the moon if you're like, if like two people are thousands of miles apart, the chances of them both being able to see the moon at the same time are already.
You're like an actual fucking idiot. The United States is more than 1,000 miles across. And yet if you're in New York City, you can see the moon while somebody in Los Angeles can see the moon. You're an actual idiot. What are you trying to say?
I actually have.
Okay, I waited. So now what do you want to talk about now?
No, I'm going to debunk the idea that the Earth is a sphere real quick. Give me a second. I got to pull up the thing I like using, the daylight time, the daylight tracker, which proves that it's not heliocentric. Full daylight in North America and Australia at same time.
Yeah, during the summer solstice. If you plot that on a globe, literally it shows how half the globe, at any time on a globe, half of the Earth is illuminated. The Pacific Ocean takes up like 30% of Earth's surface. So yeah, on the summer solstice, or maybe it's the winter solstice, I don't remember which one it is. But yeah, most of Earth's population can see the sunlight at the same time. It perfectly matches the geometry of a globe. In order for this to work on a flat Earth, for sunlight at all to work on a flat Earth, the sunlight has to magically travel different distances across the surface of the Earth.
It's not magic. It's called the coffee cup caustic, and it's been proven. It works with a firmament.
Explain. There's no such thing as a firmament.
Explain the way how sun bends over a curved dome like shape. How the light would reach in other parts of the world.
Demonstrate the existence. Provide
the firmament.
Yeah, provide empirical evidence that the firmament exists.
It's been recorded. What do you mean? We've seen rockets go up and hit the firmament. I didn't ask you.
Yeah, that's never happened. We flew to the moon a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, we didn't. If you look into Artemis 2.
No, you didn't.
If you look into Artemis 2, the angles and the size of the moon, it's completely illogical with the distances they claim that they were from the moon. It's been proven to be fake. It's probably either AI or Photoshop or both. Actually, NASA released a video. So, NASA released a video of astronauts walking up to, I guess they were doing like a show. And on the video, a lady's recording, and on her phone is a completely different image from what she should have been recording. So they are now releasing AI-generated videos to the public that people like you eat up because you're stupid and you don't do your actual homework.
Oh, no. I didn't know I was stupid.
You are stupid. You're so stupid.
Oh, no.
Don't you know that NASA has lied? Like, proven to have lied about stuff in the past?
Like what?
I'll give you an example.
Actually, I don't care. Explain to me how people thousands of miles apart can look at the moon and somehow the moon, they don't see different surfaces of it. Parts of its surface. Explain.
Wait.
Literally still waiting.
They do see different surfaces of it. Are you asking why they don't see the dark side?
No. God. You're such... Timmy, use your brain. If two people are thousands of miles apart and they both look up at something, this person's going to see that part of it. This person's going to see that part of it. What part of this do you not understand?
I understand it.
Okay. So that's what would happen if the Earth was flat. But that's not what happens in reality. Now tell me about your cope.
All right. The dark side of the moon.
This is from NASA. The clouds don't move at all over a 12-hour.
Explain to me the cope that you use to explain why what would actually happen doesn't match what does happen in reality with respect to the moon.
I don't know enough about that one point to talk about it.
You don't need to know anything. All you have to do is use basic logical reasoning.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I can't, just because I can observe something that's happening celestially isn't going to prove the terrestrial nature of the topographic plane that we live on. So an observation from the sky, like the moon, the faces of the moon that we see from Earth, that would not prove the shape of the Earth from down here. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, because if the Earth is flat and the moon is above us, then there is a knowable, predictable relationship between the two of them. For example, if the moon's above us and the Earth is flat, then people thousands of miles apart, when they look at it, would see different surfaces of it.
Why does the clouds not move at all in this NASA video over a 12-hour period?
They
but
do
you
move.
Said they did, but you said no, they don't.
They do.
The orientation of the Earth moves. It's the orientation of the Earth moving. Not the clouds stay exactly the same.
Show me the mapping where you tracked the position of the clouds and correlated that with the rotation of the Earth and demonstrated that none of the clouds move at all.
We don't need to do all that. Just look.
Okay,
look.
So you haven't done that. Just like your mathematical model, you haven't actually ran it. What do you want to talk about next?
No, expand me. Because you just lied. You just lied. I'm going to call you on your lie in front of the 300 people watching. Look That's here. Nice. Use your eyes.
I'm playing video games. So explain to me the cope that you use to... Well, you already did explain it. You claim you can't look at the sky to prove the shape of the Earth, but that's false. So do you just give up on the moon thing? Are you just admitting that, yes, if the Earth were a globe, that's exactly what the moon would look like. If the Earth were flat, then the way we see the moon would be completely different. Are you just admitting that the evidence matches my reality and not yours?
No, and what's funny is you guys have to cope by saying the moon is tidally locked. That's why we only see one face of the moon.
I'm literally still waiting for you to explain
I'm getting to that. So if you guys are allowed to cope and say that the moon is tidally locked and gravity just doesn't work the way it works with everything else with this one issue, why can I not? Why are you accusing me of coping? You think the moon is tidally locked. You think that's why we only see one face of the moon. It's a cope. It's a complete cope.
We both see only one face of the moon.
Exactly.
Yeah, how does it work on Pizza Land? How come the moon doesn't rotate on Pizza Land?
Well, the same reason, I would assume.
Oh, so you believe in tidal locking. Okay.
I mean, yes, but you're accusing me of coping when I say that this is why we only see one face of the moon, despite being in different parts of the Earth. But you use the exact same excuse.
So you literally believe in the thing I believe in, which is tidal locking.
I wouldn't say it's because of gravity, but I mean, clearly we only see one face of the moon.
So that's just the cope that you flat earthers use. You just believe in tidal locking to explain why the moon looks that way. I'm really proud of you that you completely gave up on trying to explain why two people thousands of miles apart can look at the moon and it looks exactly the same to both of them, even though that's physically impossible on a flat earth. I'm proud of you for admitting that you can't. What the hell's going on with my car? Proud of you for admitting that there's nothing you can do for that. So therefore, the empirical evidence that we have establishes that flat Earth is not supported in any way whatsoever. Why does the sun set?
Because it leaves your field of view.
What's farther away, the sun or the stars?
The stars.
Oh, why can we see the stars at night even though they're farther away than the sun, which is too far away to see?
Because the sun is closer to us and it's rotating around the Earth. It rotates 24 hours.
Let's try again, Timmy. You said the reason we can't see the sun at night is because it gets too far away. The stars are even farther away than the sun is, meaning they can't be seen either.
Yeah.
So explain what's going on there.
The thing is, the stars, they're not rotating around the topographic plane.
Explain how rotation leads to something being too far away to see, but something even farther away that's non-rotating can still be seen. Let's make this a little more clear. When things get a certain distance away, they can no longer be seen. The stars are farther away than the sun, but they still can be seen. but they can still be seen because of rotation. Go ahead and connect the dots there. You can't. Go ahead and connect the dots there.
You're stupid.
Go ahead and connect the dots there.
You're stupid and you don't realize that the stars, they're not rotating around the topographic plane once every 24 hours.
Explain how the rotation of stars makes them still visible even though they're too far away to see.
They're not rotating around the Earth the same way the sun is, stupid.
Yeah, explain how the... Okay, so they're not rotating. Explain how their non-rotation makes it possible for them to be seen even though they're too far away to otherwise be seen.
No, them... It's not just about your vertical distance from where the observer. It's also your horizontal distance. So a star, here's why. A star can be horizontally, it can be right above you, but vertically, you know, really far away. But the sun, it moves horizontally away from you. That's why it leaves your vision. You're so stupid, man. You actually thought that was a gotcha moment?
Goodbye, Timmy. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.